November 14th, 1947, The Lum and Abner Show. Here's announcer Gene Baker.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking on the telephone.
Mose, I know you'd like it in the Pine Ridge Navy. It'd just be a part-time job, of course, Sunday afternoon mostly. Yeah, that's when we'd go for a cruise on the mill pond, yes. Do maneuvers and all that Navy stuff. Well, no, it don't pay nothing, but you might be able to pick up some extra change given crew haircuts. Admiral. Oh, no, you can't start in at that. You got to work up to that. Oh, yes, I did. I started in at Commodore, and I didn't get to be an admiral till, late the next afternoon.
Morning, good morning to the folks.
Well,
excuse me.
No, it wouldn't be that fast for you.
Oh, let me interrupt your phone call, Lum.
Just a minute, Mose. What'd you say, Ben?
How's that?
I said, what did you say?
I said, don't let me interrupt your phone call.
Oh. Well, now, look, Mose, I think we could start you in at a pretty good rank, though, and if you show any boat talents in no time at all, you... No, Mose, I said you had to work up to admiral. All right, then, stay out of it. I don't care. Goodbye. Granny, how do you like that? Mose Moot's thinking he can jump from barber to admiral.
Fine.
How would that sound, Admiral Moot?
Well, I think the correct pronunciation is admiral.
Admiral?
Yeah.
When did they change that?
By the way, how are you coming with assembling a crew for your Navy, Lon?
Well, no good at all. Everybody wants to be an admiral. Granny, you'd think it'd be at least one lieutenant captain in a town of this size.
Maybe you're going to have to put on a recruiting campaign, Admiral.
No, that's what I thought I was doing.
Well, the Admiral doesn't generally function as a recruiting officer. You should get somebody else for that job.
Well, maybe you're right. They're probably just awestruck when they talk to me personally. Reckon who'd be a good one to get for that. Hey, how about you, Ben?
Well, I don't know. Jail work keeps me pretty busy these days. Why don't you put Abner on that job?
Well, he ain't exactly available right now. Tell you the truth, he's hiding out.
Yeah, hiding out?
Yeah, after that ruckus yesterday, he don't dare to go home. He's feared to let Elizabeth get her hands on him.
You mean this is the result of that argument over the bottle of nitroglycerine?
Yes, she still got it in that head of hers that Abner was the one that put the nitroglycerine in that bottle she was going to christen the boat with. Then at the last minute got cold feet and didn't dare to go through with it. She thinks that's why he rushed in there and grabbed the bottle away from her, just before she swung it.
Well, Abner didn't have anything to do with that.
Of course not. But again, that woman gets an idea in her head. You couldn't blast it out with a stick of dynamite.
Or a bottle of nitroglycerine.
Yeah. I called her up this morning and tried to have a talk with her, but I never got no words. She just thinks I'm kivering up for Abner.
Well, if you talk to her again, Lum, ask her about the plaque.
The plaque?
Yes. The one the older girls' woodcraft and leather tooling club made to be presented to Abner for being a hero. Ask Elizabeth if it was damaged much when she busted Abner over the head with it.
Well, I don't see what difference it makes now.
Well, if it isn't beyond repair, the girls want it back. They're going to change the inscription on it and offer it as a prize to the girl who writes the best paper next month on the box elderwood and its uses.
Well, if I talk to Elizabeth again, I'll ask her about it. But how about that recruiting job, Ben? You'd sure help me out a lot if you'd take it.
Well, I might consider it. Perhaps I could recruit some of the prisoners down at the jailhouse. Might do them good to get out on a Sunday afternoon. Nice boat trip would be invigorating. Be a good change for them.
Well, I don't know. I'd rather you'd start in Summer's Elf, I believe, Ben.
Well, how about starting in with Abner? He's a likely prospect.
Well, he's already in the Navy. He's a first-class seaman. Fact is, he's on the boat right now. That's where he's living now that Elizabeth throwed him out of the house. But don't you tell nobody that, because he don't want her to find out where he's at.
Yes, I will.
If anybody asks you where he's at, just tell him you don't know.
Well, let's see now. We've got Abner. Now, who else can we get?
Wait a minute. There comes somebody you might try. Cedric Wehunt.
Yes, bright young boy, Cedric.
Look at him resting across the street out there. Now, that's the kind of fellas we need.
Yes.
Lots of pep and vinegar.
Come in here, young man. I've got a great opportunity for you.
Hey, Mr. Lum, I want to know something about that motor in your boat.
Well, I grant you, you've come to the right place, Cedric. You're going to give an opportunity to learn about the motor and everything else in that boat.
Yes, Cedric, we're going to make you the first machinist mate.
Machinist mate?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get married. I just want to find out something about the motor.
Well, that comes later. First, you've got to learn how to swab the decks and polish the brass.
Well, you fellas don't understand. See, I was out to the boat
just a minute,
Cedric,
now,
I told you to stay away from that boat. There's something on it I don't want nobody to find out about.
Oh, you mean Mr. Abner?
Oh, you seen him, huh?
Yes, Ma. Me and
him. Now, wait. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. We've got to conduct this interview and examination in an orderly fashion.
Yeah, but Mr.
Now, there's the first thing you've got to learn, young man. Respect for your officer.
Yeah, but
never speak unless spoken at.
Yeah, you listen to Ben, Cedric. He's the head recruiting officer now. He'll take care of you.
Well, he better do it pretty fast.
Now, young man, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Well, Mr. Ben,
how much college education have you had?
No.
We take only college men.
Well, I think you're going to have to make a slight concession in this case, Ben. He ain't never got past the third reader, you know.
Yes. Well, now, that's not going to look very good in the records.
I've got a Social Security card. Would that help any?
Oh, I know how we can do it. Young man, how many years of schooling have you had?
Oh, 17 years.
That sounds better. The average person goes through in 16 years. That gives you 1 year of postgraduate work.
Well, good for me.
Well, that covers your background pretty well. Now for the physical examination.
Well, Mr. Ben, I just want to find out how you take that...
Young man, you're not even in the Navy yet, and already you're forgetting the first rule. Respect for your officers.
Yeah, but...
That's better. I guess you'll have to help me out on the eye test, Admiral.
Why, certainly. What do you want me to do, head recruiting officer?
Just hold up something for this young man to read.
Yeah, and let's see what'll be good.
Who's this young man you're talking about?
Quiet.
There's a magazine that's got pretty good size printing in it. How'd that do, head recruiting officer?
Excellent, Admiral. Now then, young man, look at that magazine.
Yes, ma'am.
Read the top line on that page.
Don't believe I can get it.
Sorry, you won't do.
Well, wait a minute. We can't be this particular. We've got to have some new members. Move him up a little closer.
All right. Up a little closer there, young man.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, can you read the line?
Mom, I can't get it.
Move up a little closer, young man.
Yes, ma'am.
Now try it. Move a little closer.
Well, he's practical. Got his nose in the magazine right now, Ben. If he gets any closer, he'll be past it.
Yes.
Cedric, can you see that now?
Oh, yes, Mom. That ain't been my trouble. I just can't read it.
How's that?
See, we ain't taken up them words yet. About all I can read is them books we got at school. Oh, see, Ned throw thee ball. Will John catch thee ball? Ned throws thee ball to John. John throws thee ball to Ned. Oh, see, Ned and John throw thee ball. Must have thrown it together.
All right, Cedric, you don't need to recite the whole third reader.
Eyes, okay.
Then we got another about animals. Animals. I never could speak that word. I am a burro. I carry many things on my back. I have a funny tail and pointed ears.
All right, Cedric, that's enough.
Now let me look at your ears, young man.
Yes, Mom.
Oh. They don't look so pointed. Whatever gave you that idea? I'll put it down, though, if that's what you want. Ears pointed. Now let me see your teeth.
Oh, Mr. Ben, I wish you'd hurry up and tell me all about that motor on the boat.
I told you that comes later, Cedric. Let me see your teeth now.
Ben, I think that was our ring. I wish you'd answered. It's more than likely somebody else wanting to be an admiral.
Yes, all right. I'll handle it well. Hello, recruiting station officer Withers speaking.
That sounds good.
Oh, how are you, Mr. Bates?
Bates? Oh, Walt never make a good admiral.
Now, wait a minute. What's that again?
Of course, it'd be handy for him. His sawmill's right there next to the mill pond.
Oh, my stars. Yes, I'll tell him right away. Goodbye, Walt. Mom, you'd better get out to the mill pond quick as you can.
Why, what's wrong?
Walt says somebody's in your boat, and for the last half hour, it's been going around in a circle, full blast.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you, fella.
What?
Abner sent me here to find out how the motor works so he can turn it off. He's getting busy, and I don't know how much longer he can hold on after.
Well, will Stephen Peabody be able to stand up under these maneuvers? Will the boat be able to stand up? If the Admiral doesn't hurry, the Pine Ridge Navy won't need a crew.